Good afternoon. It's time for the less post-revision than planned revision show. I am hoping that I'm noting that right now that there's a tremendous echo on me, and I'm wondering if it's in my headphones or if it's just me. That said, this is less of a post-revision show than I had planned, and I'll explain why in just a minute. Basically, I'm going to play a lot of tracks that I have prepared for revision in case we needed them during the show, or the shows, and this is one of them. Of course, Bananas Echoing, which was not released at revision. That was released probably 30 years ago, maybe. Certainly, that would be 88, probably 29 or 30 years ago. Yes, that seems about right. I have enjoyed that track since that time. I am hoping that my voice is a bit louder on stream, than it was. Again, I'm sort of compensating. I hear a tremendous echo here, and I'm not sure why. Essentially I'll fiddle with that later. But because of that, I probably overcompensated, for the actual volume of my own voice. And folks are saying that, it's a bit low. So hopefully it is a little bit louder. We will see. Nobody has said anything about it being louder or anything. So I'm going to just continue to rattle on. Okay. So the plan was to arrange some stuff and have, about a two-hour show today. I am not sure that I'm going to do a two-hour show today. It's been an odd week with the new stuff. Again, I came back from revision and I have the same job, but a new employer. And as such, I need to use a computer to do my work. They haven't supplied one yet. So you can imagine how frustrated this makes me, especially since I could solve the problem, but I'm not allowed to. So I'm dealing with all of that, and truthfully, I took Friday evening, basically I just slept after getting home and after a point, because I hadn't been sleeping earlier in the week all that well. And Saturday, there was a bunch of us got together and watched WrestleMania, and that was somewhat relaxing. But today has been all about trying to decompress and relax, as have the last 2 days been. And, I'm kind of just, it'll just be better once I have the machine at work, because then I will actually know that I can do something. Right now I'm kind of dreading tomorrow because I'm thinking that I'm not going to be able to do anything again, and that's frustrating. So, yes, as a result, I did not put together any of the revision tracks. So we can look forward to that in a week or, in the coming 2 weeks or so, we'll go through all of the revision tracks and talk about revision a bit more. And then we'll talk about outline and various other things that are coming up. This next track, it says 5 minutes and 37 seconds. But I think actually the very end of it all is encoded. There's a bit of what appears to be blank space at the end. So it's probably just around 5 minutes. This is from a Crypto Burners demo from a while back. Not quite 30 years. Probably 26, 27 years now. This is Daisy Chain by Rhesus Minus. Not 100% sure, as I haven't looked it up, and it has been a while since I saw it, but I believe that was used in the 3D demo that CryptoBurners did that actually used red-blue glasses to display the 3D. And that was from back in, in 1991, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Again, I could look it up, but I actually just don't feel like looking anything up. I've basically this entire weekend have sort of not felt like, well, I could have done some code, and probably should have, but really anything using a computer reminds me of the fact that I don't have one at work, so that's actually kind of stressful, and I'm just trying to de-stress. So along those same lines, here, this is a track that I had loaded up or arranged, talking about breaking Amigas, or my Amiga broke, so I got a PDP-1, which is Baxter and JCO versus LaserGeek. Yes, it actually might be PDP-1 since it says PDP-1 there. But PDP-11 was what popped in my head because, well, that's... I think I've seen a PDP-11 and I haven't seen a PDP-1, but then I don't know. I might have. Back in the day, I think people built PDP-1s, and that would be why you would use that to replace your Amiga. So, yes, I am basically just playing tunes that I had selected from various parties and various other things to kind of introduce folks who were maybe tuning in to Twitch or to the stream and didn't know what the demo scene was if we had downtime. So I tried to select a bunch of stuff that was, you know, showed the width and breadth of the demo scene. You know, things from not just the newest stuff, but also going back a ways, which is why I had things like Echoing or some other Amiga things like Daisy Chain. Things from other parties, for example, I think, let's see, what did I skew up? Yes, the next track is actually from Riverwash, and... well, apparently this is the last River Wash this year. There were loads of folks from Poland who were telling me that I needed to make sure that I came to Poland this year. And I do plan on doing that. It is a couple months away, though. So, well, we'll see how that happens. And exactly what goes down with that. But anyway, this is Argusek featuring XTD, which, quite frankly, might just be Argusek, and because there's a lot of trolling with XTD at Polish parties. I should probably get an XTD track so you understand who he is if you don't know. But yeah, Mama, I'm in Folsom. Mama, I'm in Folsom by Argusek, who sadly was not at Revision this year. I understand he was sick. Actually, there were several people who ended up being sick and not able to attend. So hopefully we will see them at a party later this year. Somewhere. I suggest perhaps Solskogen or Riverwash or Assembly or, again, Outline. Outline being the one that's creeping up on us the fastest. That is, well, traditionally one of the parties that SceneSat has tried to broadcast from. Of course, we also have, later on this year, we have the X Party, which is also in the Netherlands, and we probably should need to do some stuff with that. I think we're going to attempt to basically just record it and put it back later. Although there has been mention from some folks that, you know, even if it's just a slideshow, it works okay, because folks appreciate that as well. It's a different crowd, I think, for the C64 folks that are stuck at home during X than, say, the folks that are trying to watch Revision. And we probably need to keep that in mind, because we will, there are some cases where, you know, when you're streaming or so on, people come in and they start complaining. And the people that actually are enjoying it, they aren't saying anything, but they are enjoying it. And when we just go after trying to fix the things that the people who actually are, you know, they're just going to complain anyway. It might reduce some of the enjoyment, or might cause us to make some decisions like, well, we should just not stream, which, again, the people who are actually enjoying whatever we can put together, it leaves them out. So we have to give some thought to that. We will do that for, you know, a while. This next track is from Powell of Alcatraz. It's called Stuck in 1994, and I'll talk a little bit after this track is finished about something that did happen at Revision involving Alcatraz. Not just that they turned 30, but there was another thing.
Thank you.
Of course, those of us that did use modems back in, 88 to 93, we might point out that some of us were actually capable of whistling a 1200 baud connection. I don't know anybody that could actually manage to do it 19.2 or a 56K, because those required some negotiation things. But you could do a 2400 baud connection if you worked at it. 300 was easier, as was 1200 baud. Anyway, I was reading something the other day, and after I reminisce a little bit about this, I'll go back to talking about Alcatraz. But I remember reading something about terminal programs and the Amiga the other day, because some folks have been getting the Amiga and the C64s out of the closet and hooking them up to devices that allowed them to connect to bulletin boards. And there were some complaints from people. Oh, this is really hard. I don't understand. Everything is... There's noise on my screen, and it doesn't... And I'm like, well, change your baud rate to match the baud of the modem. Well, it doesn't say that anywhere. Okay, actually it does, but yes, it is difficult to find technical documentation on the web anymore. 10 years ago, it was possible to find this, and 15 years ago, and certainly 20 years ago. And heck, there are documents that are text documents that explain this. So it isn't that they're not out there, it's just that it's difficult to find them anymore, because they're not popular. And if they're not popular, they don't show up, they don't bubble to the top in your search requests. So, it was just one of those things where I look at it and it's like, I can identify exactly what your issue is. You don't have the right terminal settings. Your baud rate is wrong, which is most likely the case, or you've accidentally decided to set parity bits or whatever. And this is something that I still run into occasionally whenever I'm debugging something that across a serial connection. If I don't have the right baud rate set, I get, terminal noise. It's a common thing, but it seems to be lost these days as not all that well known, which confuses me because it's a useful thing when you're debugging a hardware, especially across serial. That said, Alcatraz turned 30, which means that, they started in 1998. They're not the only group that started in 1998. Accession also did, and we have a celebration at my summer party coming up. Legitimately, I'm actually beginning to wonder if I can actually attend. I hope I can. It should be fun. But I'm also concerned that, the last time that I was at that location, I managed to fall down and mess up my fingers, and now it seems that perhaps I broke a rib and I didn't even notice. I guess we'll find out. But anyway, Alcatraz turned 30. And as one of the presents for everyone else, they released 64 Clang. 64 Clang being a synthesizer or VST that Powell and others have used, Virgil, for example, of Alcatraz. They've used this to create numerous soundtracks for 64Ks. So that is now out there in the public. And those of you that want to start messing with it can do so. I believe that the release is actually mentioned on the front page of Demo Zoo. Let me check. Oh my, there's something about Starstruck being finally final. After 12 years, which is really strange because I don't remember that being 12 years ago. I remember it being yesterday. But yeah. So looks like they made a final. That's interesting. Okay, so anyway, 64 Clang, yes, is mentioned on the front page of Demozoo, right after Starstruck, and the complete results from Revision, and then some stuff right before the stuff from The Gathering, and stuff about the BAM archive, which I could talk about a little bit, because that was fun. Okay, but here's a track, and I wanted to play this one at Revision, because Ham of Software Failure was able to come back, and it was great to see him. I saw him a couple times when I was running around in between, you know, talking to people for 10 seconds, and then somebody else coming by and saying hi to them for 10 seconds, and then having to run off and do something else. I really have trouble at Revision, because I want to talk to everybody, and I can't. But anyway, here's a track from Ham called Flow My Programs. We're just going to go right into this track by Rainbow Clash called Gravity Ride, because I'm looking for a particular page on the photo wall, or one of the pictures on the photo wall. And going through the photo wall takes a while because, well, there's really no way to tag it. Well, I suppose there is, but it's more fun just going through page by page.
Forever be. fabric of space-time. Nipples bounce on Big Bang Mama. Black holes dance around us. Clashing in cosmic drama.
I'm still not to the pages where I am trying to get to, but I've seen loads of fun pictures on the photo wall, which means that I am going to go back to that and play this next track, which I remember because I had queued this up. It's from Romeo Knight, and it's called Hammer Smashed Eggs, and I didn't even realize the joke until I was at revision. So anyway, if you know anything about grindcore or Florida death metal, you might recognize Hammer Smashed Eggs as a bit of a pun. So Hammer Smashed Eggs, which is marked for some reason as being samba in the track details. Thank you. And I found the picture, which is basically there were a load of Amiga folks and we all got together in the picture. We didn't get all the Amiga folks that were there, but we did get Ham and myself and Stingray and Frequent and Dan of Lemon and Blueberry and actually some other guys. Kiero was in there. And so anyway, yes, that's the picture that I wanted to find because I want to have a copy of that picture. And I forgot that we actually took several of them. Because it was the photo wall, and that's one of the things that you do at revision, is you go and you get on the photo wall. So, yeah. That was a samba track from Romeo Night. Yes, I'm sure it was. The next track, I just picked out all kinds of things from various different parties from the previous year. To kind of freak, I wanted to say frequency there, but you know, amplitude, frequency, the entire function of all the different types of music that comes from the demo scene in the previous year, plus some stuff from the past to show folks. And so, of course, I had to get some stuff from the TRSAC acid compo. And for some reason, I can't find it at the moment, but I know it's here. And it's by Surf Smurf. There it is. I know why I can't find it. It's because I have it highlighted. So, of course, I'm ignoring it. Because why would I pay attention to the thing that I've highlighted? Anyway, Surf Smurf is the coder of How to Skin a Cat by Anarchy, and was formerly in Rednecks, and has done a couple tracks that I really enjoy. He has a remix of Echoing, which he called the Garage Mix, which I particularly like. He also made one of the best pre-UADE replayers for Amiga tracks, did Pro Tracker properly, as well as Sound Tracker and Noise Tracker, which is not the easiest thing to do because they are all marked basically the same. You, in order to tell the difference between a 16 instrument sound tracker and a 32 instrument sound tracker module, you have to know what the difference is because it's not going to appear in the mod suffix, and it's not going to appear in the very beginning of the track. I think you pretty much just have to go in and count how many tracks, how many samples there are. And then from that, extrapolate the various differences that existed in the early soundtrackers versus the later soundtrackers, because there were some changes that didn't come with a bump in any version numbers or anything. It just was, you know, here's a module, and use this particular play routine. So doing that, there are a load of players that do it wrong, resulting in some really badly mangled tracks. Anyway, Surf Smurf's old school player did not do that. So I am a fan of his work. And, this is the track that he had from last year. And I am upset that I didn't get to meet the guy. Thank you. Okay, so yes, that was that's part of the acid thing, which apparently last year was mixed by Lugubre rather than Hoffman. I'm not sure. Well, I wasn't there because of weirdness. And, well, I do plan on being there this year, simply because it's GRSAC. And, well, one of the ways that I make it through the winter is going to kindergarten in Norway. But that isn't going to happen because there probably isn't going to be another kindergarten in Norway. So I'm going to have to go to TRSAC instead, which TRSAC stands for The Real Party After Christmas. So, of course, it takes place before Christmas because, hey, why do we care? We get to go and we have our acid compo and our demo compos, and after that we can enjoy the winter, because after that pretty much the winter is coming. Yes. Yeah, Alkema, so many things to do. Which actually brings me to, I've basically queued up five more tracks, and I think I'm going to call it a night after that. I was originally thinking I might only play for an hour, but now it seems like, no, I'll play a couple more tracks. And, but then, yeah, I have some additional decompression that I need to do before tomorrow. And, I just noticed I need to take my clothes out of the dryer, I don't have a dryer. I need to take them out of the washer, because otherwise I'm not going to have a shirt for tomorrow. And that would be bad. So this is a track called Register. It's by Ronnie. And I'm not sure if this is from Deadline or from Evoke or just where it's from. I'll have to find out. Okay, you caught me looking at the photo wall again, because looking at the photo wall is fun. Actually, all of the tracks that I queued up, that was actually from the Satori demo from Evoke last year. All of the tracks that I have queued up for the last part of the show are from Evoke last year. And, I'm not going to miss Evoke this year. I don't know how I do it. I'm just not doing it, because I have missed it last year and I think the year before that. That's just wrong. You should not miss Evoke. That's a thing that you can do, even though, you know, there's assembly here, but that's just, you know, for me, that's a lot easier. I can go home during assembly and get some sleep and then, you know, prepare to go to Evoke in 2 weeks or 1 week, whatever it is. This next bit is, by Wobble of, Logic Coma, and it's his track from, last year. At Evoke, if I can find it, there it is, yes. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and queue up the track after that, so the next one I don't have this issue of saying, where is it? Or I'll do that while I'm, no, here it is, it's right there. So, yes. Yes, so anyway, this is Reincarnation by Wobble. that was the Hell Yeah Evoke remix by Tron of Subversive Elements. And before that was Reincarnation by Wobble, both from Evoke. Listen, for those of you listening who do not have your Sound of SceneSat Volume 4 thing in yet, the deadline's today. So get on that. If you're finishing up your track or remastering it or what have you, or you have not uploaded it yet, but you've had it done for several weeks. Ziphoid would appreciate that because he needs to do some final stuff, which will, of course, take some time. So this is not the final deadline, but it is the deadline. Let's see here. There was something that I was... in the channel we were talking about assembly and critical finish density at demo parties and, of course, at Evoke. At assembly. Boozembly does reach a particular critical mass, but then Simulatio is actually even possibly more so. And I'm not actually sure... what will happen at my summer party. That may be so far... Well, actually, I've heard some Finns have said that they will not be going to Simulatio because it's too much... there's too much density of party there. And then others will go to that one, but they won't go to my summer party because they're afraid of the density at that one. This is not something to be afraid of in general terms. It's just that, say, if you have kids or families or you've only got so many parties that you can go to in a year, some folks are choosing to go to the ones where they have less chance of coming out with a 4-week hangover. Was not exactly what I said I was going to discuss. Demoparty.net. Yes, so, and I actually didn't get a chance to talk to Poti about the Demoparty.net work that he's doing, but he is working on it. And over the past 6 months, there have been occasional things that stopped working or started working again. It's a work in progress, and unfortunately it is live. If things seem to not work any longer, as long as the site is actually telling you when the next parties are, then it's doing its job and everything else is just a bonus. I know that various folks are very much wanting it to be 100%, including Poti. So we're hopeful for that to happen. But again, considering that, you know, I didn't even really feel exactly like doing the show today. I went ahead and queued up the show for next week. But I needed to get decompressed this weekend, and I certainly think that folks should be allowed to do that, because then you get better quality results. And we do hope for that from demoparty.net. The next track is from Wayfinder, and again, it is from Evoke, and it's called Holy Freakin' Shit. We'll be right back. No, Bomba, you did not miss the entire show, just all but the last track. Because, I do think I'm going to cut it a half hour or close to a half hour short from the 2 hours. Because, again, I have a lot of things that I need to do and not enough time to do them. And all of them are decompress from last week. And I haven't quite done that in the past, I guess actually 48 hours. So I have another 12 here or so that I need to do that. And I also need to sleep in some of that. So I'm just going to go ahead and put the last track in. I do have a show scheduled for next week at 4 o'clock my time, which I believe is 1400 UTC. Adjust that to your clock, and it will be on the IRC topic and also on CineSat's schedule. I don't see any other shows scheduled at the moment, primarily because, again, Sound of CineSat Volume 4 is going together, and people are working on those things, and that is quite a bit of work. And I'm sure there will be an announcement show for that and numerous other things involving that coming up. Plus, there will be some shows from actual demo parties, such as, I don't know what's going to happen with Outline. It might actually be nice to just go to a party and not broadcast for once. We'll see. Because it might also just happen that we just show up and we broadcast. And we might not. And I don't think anybody will mind either way. Anyway, this last track is from Right and Bastard. And this is from last year. From Evoke. In the last number of tracks have been from Evoke. This is called Is This What You Want? And with that track, I will shut down the show and we'll see you next week where we will discuss Revision. Unless stuff happens again this week where I don't have a chance to prepare. And in that case, there'll just be more of the tracks that I prepared for Revision. But I hope to have a Revision type show next week.